Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, Drama Club should be about putting on a show, not putting up with poltergeists.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it sure is. And if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. You can call it in 855-853-4802 or write it in by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. I'm sorry, I have two dogs in my house. You can also become a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Harper, hopefully third time's a charm here.
Yeah, third time's a charm.
So Harper and I have tried to record 3 times now, but I'm dealing with my neighbors across the street, out of town. They are dog sitting for their children's dog. That dog got out. I guess the dog was just in the backyard. Now the dog is at my house. And so my pets are all freaking out. So if you hear dogs barking in the background, I just apologize. And hopefully we can make it work this time, Harper.
Okay.
Because the first time we got interrupted, second time, I don't remember what happened the first time. Second time, there's a knock at the door. The people are like, here, can you watch this dog? So we'll see how this goes.
Yes.
But my pets are all like thinking they're under attack right now. It's like, there's a strange dog. Are you not alarmed by this?
Who is this random dog that dare enter my home?
And the funny thing is Benji knows this dog, but they moved away about a year ago. The couple, they had been staying at their parents' house and then they moved away about a year ago. So Benji hasn't seen this dog since she was a puppy. And so, yeah, Benji's growling at the dog, and I don't know how this is going to go. So we're just going to find out. I apologize in advance if you hear any dog barking. So the way it is. So let's dive into the ghost story. It says this story happened back in 8th grade. Honestly, it's still one of the creepiest things I've ever experienced. I'm not usually someone who has a lot of paranormal encounters, but I do love reading ghost stories, and I've always figured my imagination was a little too overactive. But this story really sticks with me because other people saw it and heard it too. Back then, I was in our middle school's drama club. We were rehearsing Peter Pan. Normally, we'd meet in the band room because it was easier to control the lighting and it was close to the props closet. But one afternoon, our director told us we were moving into the old gymnasium to block a few of the bigger scenes. The gym doubled as the theater for school plays, had a small stage built into one of the walls, complete with dusty curtains and a cramped backstage walkway. It was after school, so it was completely empty except for the five of us, four actors and the director. She decided we didn't need the harsh overhead gym lights on, just the dim work lights that hung above the stage. So that meant the stage was lit, but the rest of the gym was pretty dark. Our middle school had a reputation for being haunted. I heard a couple of stories, a student who had died from an allergic reaction back in the late 90s, and an old janitor who'd passed away long before I was born, supposedly right where the playground is now. I never put much stock in those tales, but that day, I started to wonder. We ran through a few scenes without any trouble, but after a while, I got this feeling I wasn't the only one standing in my corner of the stage. I was on the right wing, waiting for my cue. The others were gathered toward the left with the director. Out of nowhere, I heard whispering. I froze, straining to hear, but it was just this soft, unintelligible whispering. I told myself it was probably the air vent or something, but then I noticed my friend on the opposite side of the stage glanced toward me with the same weird look I must have had on my face. She didn't say anything, but it was clear that she had heard it too. A few minutes later, I was standing at the very back of the stage while everyone else was near the front running through lines. There's a heavy curtain there that hides a little passageway behind the curtain. It's like a cramped strip of space where we store set pieces. I was leaning against it when out of nowhere, someone sneezed loudly right behind the fabric. It was close, like right there. I could see everyone in front of me. Nobody's mouth had moved. Our director, who hadn't looked up from the script, absentmindedly said, "Bless you," as if it was no big deal. My heart was pounding. I told her I needed to check something backstage, partly because I wanted to prove to myself there was a rational explanation. So I pulled the curtain aside and looked. The passageway was empty. The storage door at the far end was locked, just like it always was. There was nowhere for anyone to go without passing me or making some noise. I didn't say anything to the others right then because I didn't want to freak anyone out. We kept rehearsing, but my eyes kept looking toward the rest of the gym. Across from the stage, against the far wall, there were two single-stall bathrooms side by side. At one point, I saw movement over there, not a quick flash, but a full, tall shadow figure striding right between the doors. It wasn't the lighting playing tricks. It was darker than the shadows around it, and I could make out the shapes of a head, shoulders, and legs before it vanished. By the time we wrapped up, I was more than ready to get out of there, I bet. We all walked outside to wait for our rides, and that's when I asked my friend, the same one who looked over at me earlier, why she kept staring during rehearsal. She looked surprised and said, "I wasn't looking at you, I was looking behind you." According to her, she'd seen a man standing just a few feet from me in the wings. She said his face was completely shadowed, like it had been erased, but his clothes stood out, a long dark coat with buttons all the way down and a strange flat-brimmed hat. That's when I told her about the whispering and the sneeze and the shadow figure by the bathrooms, and we both agreed that whatever was there with us, it wasn't a trick of the light or our imaginations, because we had both noticed it without telling the other. I've been back in that gym since for assemblies and sporting events. I've never experienced anything else there. But I can't shake the feeling that day was different, like we had stepped into someone else's space and they wanted us to know they were still around. Maybe it was one of the people who supposedly died on school grounds. Maybe it was somebody connected to the land before the school was even built. Who knows? And for the record, I still can't hear the word "bless you" without remembering that my director said it to nobody. I like that. Thanks for letting me share. If any of your listeners have had weird experiences in their school theaters, I would love to know I'm not alone. That's from Emily. I will 100% tell Emily she is not alone. We have had so many school theater stories, haunted theater stories. I mean, so many.
Ooh, creepy.
But that one is especially creepy, especially that the sneeze was so real that the director said, bless you, and just kept on going, assuming it was, right. I guess, one of the kids.
Right? Oh, my gosh. That would freak me out so much. Like I would have to say something almost. But, like, it's like bless you. It's like, who sneezed?
But, you know, and you're that age, because Emily was in eighth grade, and so you're close to that. And I think there's this fear of a lot of situations where you don't want the other kids to think you're crazy or you're different or something. So I could see why some people wouldn't say anything and do exactly what Emily did, wait and talk to your friend after you've left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it is hard to be different. And do you really want to bring up in front of your fellow castmates, hey, anybody picking up on paranormal activity during this rehearsal? Because just me? Okay. So I could see how you would feel awkward about that.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but there are so many stories about hauntings at theaters. Now, that one, I don't think the little girl who had the allergic reaction, obviously that wouldn't have been her. Mm-hmm. Maybe the janitor, but the way they describe it, I don't even think it was a janitor.
Yeah.
I think it could have been, who knows? Because, you know, it could be a really old school, too. It kind of sounded like an old school.
Mm-hmm.
The way the gym was set up with the theater and the gym and all that. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Does it make you want to sign up to be in a theater production?
Yeah. Yeah, it does, actually.
It's like, it'd be kind of fun, right?
Right.
Well, let's go to this story.
I've been listening to your show here the last couple of days, and I've had a couple of unusual experiences where I felt middle of the night someone stroking my hair. One time I thought I saw my friend sitting up in bed next to me, but actually it wasn't her, and it was this dark figure. Both those things went away with some prayer and no problem. But actually, the one I wanted to share was this happened in daylight, and I just had me thinking about it again. And it wasn't scary, and I guess I'd say it'd be more like I always wondered if it was an angel that I'd come in contact with. This was in San Diego where I grew up, and it happened on a hiking, jogging trail, a very busy one, around 11 o'clock in the morning near one of the bays in San Diego. And what was unique about the terrain was it had a starting and ending point. There was no way in or off of the trail other than these two, point A to point B or vice versa. You had to go to one of these points to get on the trail. And on either side, it was covered by a fence that kept you in on one side because there's a roadway and thick vegetation. So there's really any other exit points other than point A to point B and vice versa. And at the time, and this was about 20 years ago, I was wrestling with issues of my sexual identity and my faith as a Christian, and just really having a time where I was praying and wrestling and talking to God while on this trail. And I remember this gentleman. He looked to be about probably in his late 50s, early 60s, a little bit of a scruffy beard, salt and pepper, had a hat on. And what was unusual that I remembered about him is he had one of these portable, collapsible bikes that you could fold up if you needed to and, like, get on a bus. And for some reason, he stopped and started engaging me in conversation as I was kind of in the middle of this time of prayer. There are a lot of people going by, you know, probably 10, 20 people visible at any time. So I didn't feel unsafe or anything. But this man was so disarming and so compassionate. He got me talking about what was going on in my life. And I distinctly remember him as we kind of finished up this really kind of about 5-10 minute deep conversation about what I was going through. He says to me, he's all, well, Rachel, he uses my name. You just got to remember, it's not where you walk, but how. Well, I hadn't given the guy my name. He takes off and goes around a bend, and I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't tell this guy my name. So I go running at a full sprint, and at the time I was a pretty fast runner. I didn't see him, and I start asking people, describing the guy. Nobody saw him. I ran all the way, quarter mile out of sprint, in the direction to get to the end, point A and point B, remember? The guy wasn't there. And I've always wondered if that was an actual person and I just missed him, or if that was like an angel who came to talk to me. I mean, I was in a great time of need, and it's just very odd. Not really a ghost story, but it was definitely an unusual story. I can't believe it didn't happen to me. And they're definitely not normal. It was definitely a supernatural experience. And so I suppose people can be visited by good supernatural forces. What do you think? Thanks for listening. Bye.
I love stories like that. In fact, there was one the other day that I commented, I think it was me and Kathy, that I was like, I like to hear a story that's good and positive too. And I think that those absolutely exist, you know, kind of. I think the other one the other day was about a grandma visiting her granddaughter after she had passed.
Oh my gosh, yes. I was near tears on that one.
But this one was so touching because it's like, she needed someone. She was kind of at a crisis point in her life in, you know, trying to understand how she can, you know, she's questioning her sexuality, her Christianity, how do they go together? And to have a random person stop and engage in a very deep, meaningful conversation with you and then disappear, you got to wonder if that was just supposed to be. Like she needed someone right then, and someone was, it's kind of like in It's a Wonderful Life where, you know, poor George Bailey, and then Clarence shows up and kind of helps him out. You know, it feels like that. Like this was kind of sent to her, this, I don't know what you want to call it, spirit, angel, whatever. Like she needed that in her life right at that moment.
Yeah.
I find that extremely touching.
Oh, I find it very touching too. I love stories like that. I love it when you get like nice heart, like whelming stories. Because I think a lot of people, like when you think of the paranormal, a lot of people are like, ooh, scary, like ghosts, demons, all that stuff. It's like, no, I mean, a lot of the paranormal is people who live lives. I mean, it honestly, you could have a good or bad ghost. You really just, it's determined on what kind of life that person lived, I guess.
Yeah. And, you know, because it doesn't have to be every ghost story or supernatural story has to be scary. Because can't they come to you in a time of crisis like that?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's so interesting. So I absolutely love that story.
Me too.
So if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, no commercials, access to the archive, and advance episodes, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a tough-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.